Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into Power Athlete Radio featuring The Crew, where a former pro football player, a D3 All-Star, and a guy who peaked in high school use strength and conditioning as an excuse to talk about everything but. Now here's John, Luke, and Tex. Drive on, kick the wheels right before the hammer strikes, so make sure the levels far from low. I got them girls shining in, oh so bright.
Tex,
Luke, I'm glad you're here. You got to cool down, dude.
One take, Tex.
Yeah,
one take, Luke. We did not
filmed.
Get 3 minutes into a podcast and not hit record.
Well, we have the video though
to prove that we did do that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, our listeners can watch in silence.
Yeah, I guess like a silent film. I think that'd be the best version of my type of film is people watching me do nothing and not talk. Would you concur?
I concur. I watch you do nothing all day.
That's right. Hey-o. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning into another episode of the premier podcast in strength and conditioning.
Ing.
That's right. It's a crew episode. We are regretfully recording without our fearless leader, founder, CEO, John Wellborn. But we have Bobblehead John here on the mic. For those who are watching on YouTube, you'll see that little little figurine there.
I can make him taller.
Oh, very nice. But that's right, myself, Luke here, and then Mr. McQuilkin, Tex McQuilkin over there. We're going to be going and tapping the hotline today. We have a hotline. That's right. You can text. You can call. You can leave a question, and we'll let you know what we have to say about that.
Right.
John doesn't like the texts. We're going to get the texts. Get to the texts.
Yeah.
I think you've ruined my vernacular because I yell text all the time. Now I can't say text. Say it.
Text.
Say the plural of text.
Texts.
Sorry, listeners. The number to the hotline.
Well, it's a good thing we don't speak for a living.
Number for our hotline is 929-464-4640. That number is
929-ing-ing-0.
That's right. And I'm going to go to a texter that texted a perfect text. If you ask what, if you ask me, texting specific text and a text message from text, that's what gets
two
me
text.
Going. Two text. That's what gets me going. Here is the text. Text.
I'm ready.
What is the best stretches for cool down? Question mark. I mean, it's one sentence. There's slightly like
that is,
some grammatical errors in there. I love it.
Yeah, like they were texting their pals. Just I'm sure there was no question mark at the end of this question. It was just a stream of thought sentence that you can assume that somebody's going to bash you with their answer.
That's right. So let's talk cooling down. I hate it.
Well, let's talk about that.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I hate it. It is like it depends on the training session ahead of time on whether or not you want to like spend that 10 minutes calming down, right? So let's say you had like a medium intensity training session and it's like all of mine are low intensity, let's say like 6 sledge strikes, McQuilkin.
How many rounds?
One. Like I can see the temptation as you're squeezing your work in, if you're on a tight timeline, to you'd rather get the work in to the end point, McQuilkin, than like cut it short and get a cool down in. I get it. I understand that
yes.
temptation.
And especially for coaches who are running classes.
Yeah. Or even individual sessions or small group sessions, mm-hmm. right? Like you want to give the people what they want, right?
Uh-huh.
And that is the sizzle. And for anyone, I mean, I don't think we have to get into this for anyone listening, but the general anatomy or structure of a warm or workout, excuse me, is going to be like, hey, let's roll up. Let's do a quick briefing on what we're doing. Typically, like if you're like a garage gymmer, you're looking at your programming.
Right.
And then you get a little pre-warm-up and warm-up going. Right, Tex? And we just actually filmed a couple of those that are going to be on YouTube as well. But that's get your chili hot.
Motion.
Mm-hmm.
Move.
Yep.
Could be jumping jacks. Could be the old school CrossFit block run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But that we call that pre-warm-up warm-up.
Right.
So should it just be pre-warm-up?
Well, ideally, again, mm-hmm. I know I'm going to close with this, but we encourage clients and people to take ownership of their movement.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing this shit before because they don't pay me to get their chili hot.
So
there's some clients that do, and you got to engage and entertain that. But the expectation is they're doing this, they break a sweat, and they come into the ring, which is our class or training session, ready.
Yeah. And I think what would help also provide insight on the emphasis, text is if you were to write out pre-warm-up, warm-up, the P, assuming it's the beginning of the sentence, would be capitalized. The next warm-up, W and U, would also be capitalized because of the warm-up.
Right.
And then the next warm-up would be little capitals, or little case, small case, lowercase, W, lowercase U. So it's capital P, capital W, capital U, little W, little U. Because the implication here is this is in, while like there's not as much thought to it. It's an obligatory right. Get that heart rate going. You don't have to have too much structure. It's the pre-warm-up warm-up.
Yeah. Setup execution is not as emphasized by the coach.
Then we get into the warm-up. So now, ladies and gentlemen, all those letters are capitalized. The warm-up.
Correct. And if you want to learn about the anatomy, specific, dynamic warm-up, check out free online course, academy.powerathletehq.com.
Yeah, so this whole thing, this whole spiel, folks, was a shameless plug for that. But it's free. Who cares? And then after you get into your warm-up, that is what's integrating and preparing the organism, the system that is you, the machine, McQuilkin, who's about to train. It gets all the pumps primed to operate and have the most productive training session after that.
Theoretically, yes.
Hopefully, if you do it right. Then you usually go into, let's say, like, it depends. This is now where we get into some specificity on whether you want, like, the higher neural demand and strength work first, or do you want some other, like, pre-fatigue, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's all bleh.
Yeah.
There's plenty of ways to skin that section, right?
Yeah. Generally, it's your following that. We'll just call it your primary
focus
for the day.
Sure.
It's going to be strength. It's going to be power. It's going to be speed.
Mm-hmm. Usually things with higher neural demand.
Mm-hmm.
There's cases for other, I don't want to get into that. The point is, there's an old adage, Tex, save the best for last.
See, I'm laughing at that.
So where then at the very end of this session is the cool down?
Oh, I thought you meant wad.
Oh, no, we're not wadding. Do people wad?
People still wad hard.
No.
Uh-huh.
But you could pre-wad, post-wad, top-wad, bottom-wad. There's all sorts of wadding.
Wad-woo?
Wad-woo, for sure. I was just looking at that the other day. Okay, so you do your like focus, and then you do your accessory.
Right. So accessory could be the conditioning. It could be specific accessory work that complements your strength, power, speed, the focus of the day.
Mm-hmm. And you could even like, but all that still can all be shuffled in that, right? So pre-warm-up, warm-up, and then the warm-up. And then there's this like training segment that has all sorts of structure to it, depending on who you are. Then after that training segment and the training is over with your focus, your accessory, your correctives, whatever it is, now we cool down.
Correct.
What's up with that? What are the best stretches for cool down?
This is, in my opinion, this is a great question because this is what a client would ask a coach. Uh-huh. This is what sport coaches or parents would say, hey, what are some stretches they can do? Or, hey, my flexibility is limited. What are, and then.
Well, here's a
great question.
Yeah, yeah.
But putting the coach's cap on or the trainer cap, if I'm trying to.
But is a cool down really the time to improve range of motion?
It doesn't matter if they oh, are. Asking,
I know where you're going. Yeah.
If they're asking,
you got them on the line.
If they exactly, if they're asking this question, we're going to then fulfill them and give them more. This is we're going to use the cool down and their want to improve stretching or want to improve their flexibility as the opportunity to then accomplish our goal and purpose of the cool down.
Okay. Sounds good. So how we do the cool down.
Yeah.
Is number one, it is a sequence and series of static stretches.
Correct.
And not, go ahead.
Oh, there is a flow to it. So it's not stretches, it's stretching, it's movement. And
it's like the scene that's coming to mind when I hear flow is, well, now like I've already abandoned that and have gone to like various scenes of movies. But let's go 300 where Leonidas climbs the mountain, goes
you
to
mean
see
Gerard Butler.
Yeah. Okay. Goes to see the Oracle or whatever, you know, John, if John were here, he'd give me the correct term. But then there's the chick who's like doing her flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, that's what you should envision yourself as while you're doing the cool down.
Right.
And, so, and also it has to be like controlled breathing. Ideally, you've come off a training session, you're breathing heavy, your heart rate's up, your nervous system is lit and fired, and it's doing like you're firing on all cylinders, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't live life that way or you're gonna be miserable. And that's the risk of never cooling down and always wadding so GD hard.
Yeah. And I mean, from my experience, one of the biggest reasons that people don't stretch mm-hmm. is they don't know what to do.
Mm, interesting.
Or it becomes the social hour. So while they are on my workout card stretching,
I have an idea.
They're not stretching. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Well, number one, I think stretching is also can be misleading because you want to hit you want to find tension, but you don't want to you shouldn't hit a level of tension that even makes you think you want to wince.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? It's gentle tension in these stretches that has a positive sensation and probably even back it down a little bit. If you're one of those crazy people who likes pain.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I'd have to pull up the number, did an episode a while back with Zanis that talked about, muscle spindles
and
Golgi tendon. When we're stretching, we're tapping into those protective mechanisms. And while we only highlighted those two within the episode, your muscles have over 150 protective mechanisms to call upon. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of the reasons why we avoid injury. Our muscles are smarter than us.
Yeah.
Right. So this
is our nervous system is smarter than us.
You're right.
Our muscles don't know anything.
Correct.
They're us. We are muscles.
Right. So, and the objective of stretching is to take those defense mechanisms and really start to
chill out, baby.
Transition cool. back. Tell that bitch to be cool.
Be cool.
Transition
bitch.
Back to our normal everyday life because we are no longer in our fight, flight, and adaptation. Our adaptation.
Right. And if your parasympathetic is on fire, recovery doesn't happen.
It will hold off longer. So
the sooner you can calm that sucker down, the quicker the recovery comes. And what I think everybody, well, I shouldn't say that. It's an interesting epiphany text when we find out that the training that we're doing, the stress that we're applying to the organism is actually making it worse in that acute window of time.
Yeah. And the phrase I a moment ago couldn't think of, it's GAS syndrome, GAS, general adaptation syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And there are phases to this that need to kickstart in order for our body to get the gains. Why we're working out. So essentially then as we progress through the phases to then jumpstart the recovery process, we can hack that.
Hack?
Yeah, hack.
Tex, I have an idea. I'm feeling the giving spirit. It's the holidays as we record this.
Okay.
What if, so at the seminar, we used to just walk people down all the way through a cool down sequence.
Yes.
Right. And we'd have they would
a couple.
They would close their eyes and we would just talk them through. What if we did a gift for our loyal listeners here? Okay.
Gift.
We're at time code. I mean, what's this time code going to be? We're about 13 minutes into this sucker. No, yeah, about 13 minutes in. Ladies and gentlemen, you look at your phone. Look at your phone right now and remember where this time code is, because what I'm going to have Tex do, and I'm going to be color commentary, he's going to be the play-by-play.
Okay.
Let's give these people a cool down that when after their workout, they can plug in their headphones, they could seek ahead to this time code here, and you can talk them through a cool down. How long do you think we're going to go? 7, 10 minutes, something like that?
Seven, hopefully.
Seven to 8 minute cool down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're going to hit the front side and the left side. Let me just tell our listeners, I need you to put on your best Gerard Butler face and abs, work your way up that mountain, and then
yeah, we're flowing.
I'll be that flow woman.
So the starting position is typically the starfish.
The starfish position. Why don't you explain that?
Easy. Ladies and gentlemen, find a space on the ground and lay down on your back and do your best starfish impersonation. So just a relaxed position, laying supine with the belly up, arms out to the side, relaxed. And let's start to calibrate your breathing that you want to try to maintain, your breathing cadence that you want to maintain through this, because we're going to be leveraging a breath scheme, right, Tex?
Yes.
A couple, it's going to depend, like maybe 3 to 5 breaths per position, depending on how much time you have, right? But think of a big inhale that fills up the whole cavity of your chest and your abdomen. And then a relaxed exhale. That lasts a little bit longer than that inhale. Now, the cool thing when you take that big inhale, Tex, is you actually kind of feel a little bit of stretch, like if you're really filling up the lungs.
So you're saying the first stretch that we do is our lungs.
Yeah. Diaphragm, intercostals, things like that. Mm-hmm. Ooh, abdomen. So that's 5 breaths there, ladies and gentlemen, and your starfish. Bake it away, Tex.
From here, you're going to roll up and be in a butterfly position. So bottom of your feet will clap together. And then I want you to walk your butt as close to your heels as possible with both hands on your feet. And I want you to sit through your hips. So your spine, I want it as tall and vertical as possible without overarching that back. Just think long spine, like somebody's got a string. They're pulling your head, your torso, and then all of your spine through your hips. So find and sink, and this is your great opportunity before we put any stress on your lungs, because we are going to twist and bend that spine, to re-sync your breath. All right, so 3 big inhales and exhales here. And then your first action, your first movement, you're going to take your right hand, extend it out in front of you like Frankenstein, and I want to internally rotate. So I'm going to turn that thumb in like I'm pouring out a Michelob Ultra. All right, from here, I'm going to take that right hand and I'm going to grab the outside of my left foot. So I'm going over my shoelaces, grabbing the outside of the left foot with my right thumb down.
That left leg is going to come out of butterfly position for you to grab it.
Yeah. From there, we're going to do our darndest to maintain a death grip on that foot and extend the left leg as far as I'm able to. It will still be bent, but do your damnedest to keep your grip and extend that leg. Once your leg's at its maximal extended position, you're going to then twist towards your left. Again, finding that breath and catch within your twist, and you're going to breathe through the catch and try to get more rotation from this position.
Now, what's going to stop your leg from straightening, folks, is your arm. You're going to hit all the slack out of your arm, and as you rotate and twist, you should start to feel a little bit of gentle tension down that back.
All right, maintaining the death grip. Now you're going to pick up your left hand, lose the support. You're going to bring it over your left knee, under your right arm, and grab your right knee. Your torso will twist towards the right knee. That's A-okay. I want as much twist as we can. From this position, you're going to take that left hand on the right knee and use it as leverage to try to pull your chest as far through that armpit as you can. I tell my youth athletes that we're working with and cooling down, to try to smell their own armpit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To help with that rotation, I will be kicking that left leg out further. It still probably, for the most part, won't be straight, but mm-hmm. I have a death grip on there, and I'm pulling my head through.
Breathe. Keep that breathing cadence from the starfish.
All right. At this stage, I'm going to release both the knee and my foot, and I will extend my left leg fully. I'm going to take my right knee and place it over the extended left leg. So I want you to think sexy pose here.
Yep, crossing that foot over the knee, and that foot should be flat on the ground.
Maybe.
Or not.
Then I want you to twist towards the knee and using your left arm as leverage over the top right knee, twist as far as you can towards the right. Your right hand should be down in support. As you breathe, find your catch within your rotation and use your breath to then open up and get more twist.
Ladies and gentlemen, catch is where you hit an end range and you have a comfortable amount of tension. If you're wincing, you've gone beyond the catch.
Yeah, and in time for a shoulder check-in, if you're shrugging up or elevated in your shoulders,
relax.
Chill. Be cool, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From 3 to 5 breaths in this sexy pose rotation, you're going to rotate your chest forwards. And I'm going to keep that leg, my right leg, over my left. And I'm going to give that right knee a big old bear hug.
Mm-hmm.
Again, still sitting as tall as possible mm-hmm. through my hips.
Now you should feel some tension in that right glute or right hip area.
If you're able to keep, and this is a big if, both sit bones or both butt cheeks down on the ground, what I want you to do is take that extended left knee
mm-hmm.
and bend it, try to bring your left heel towards your right butt cheek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is level 99, people. If you're trying it and you're like, you're hitting that stop, you're hitting that catch right now, just keep that left leg straight. If you feel like with a little bit of external rotation and bending that knee, bring it on under.
Yeah, and keep it straight. And this is a improved flexibility check-in.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that straight leg and bending it, bringing it underneath before, soon, over time, you're able to relax. That's right. Showing yourself that you've improved your flexibility.
Keep breathing. Relax those shoulders.
All right. Whether your leg is bent, your left leg is bent or straight, what I want you to do is place your left hand back behind you as support. Take your right hand on top of your right knee, and I want you to press your right knee towards the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now bring your left ear, bending at the neck, left ear to your left shoulder. Aim is going to have as straight a line as possible from your right knee all the way up to through your right ear and the top of your head. I'm trying to get situated here.
Yeah. You're going to feel some tension through potentially the hip flexor, through the adductor, your groin, maybe down deep towards that knee. You're going to feel some tension through the abdomen and neck maybe.
Key here as well, another shoulder check-in. I don't want you to elevate that back left shoulder up towards the left ear.
Mm-hmm.
Aim to bring your left ear to the left shoulder.
Keep breathing.
If you got a buddy or you're a coach in this position,
mm-hmm.
take your hand, put your right hand on their right knee, and then your left hand on the top of their head, and just really make that.
Delicately apply an increased amount of pressure, trying to lengthen that line that you've just created.
Yeah, the lateral line. Don't be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they deserve. All right. So we're breathing out, releasing this position, and we're going to go ahead and hit the opposite side.
Oh.
All right. So we're returning back to our butterfly position. Now what I'm going to do, so we started our right thumb down. I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to go extend my left arm out in front of me like Frankenstein. I'm going to pour out that Michelob Ultra, bring my left hand over my right shoelaces and grab the outside of my right leg.
The right foot.
Excuse me, right foot. extending my right leg to the best of my abilities. Don't mm-hmm. expect it to be straight.
That's right.
And twisting towards the right. Mm-hmm. Use the right hand to support as needed. Again, find your catch. Take one big breath and release and get more rotation out of this position.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, straightening that leg to take the slack out of your arm, to let the back twist and round a little bit. Find tension through that lat, through the rhomboid, through the traps. This is what's going to apply some gentle stretch and pressure to a lot of that stuff back there.
And maintaining our death grip on the right foot with our left hand, I'm going to rotate my torso to the front and take my right hand over my right knee under my left armpit and aim to reach all the way through and grab my left knee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that grabbing of the left knee as leverage to pull my body through. Maintaining grip, I'm still kicking the right leg out, aiming to get more and more rotation, and I'm pulling my head through, trying to smell my left armpit mm-hmm. for 3 to 5 deep breaths.
This tension is going to come on the left side now, that kind of like the serratus, the lat. Some of that system is probably going to be challenged. If you're feeling any cramping, back it down a little bit. Breathe into it. Breathe into it. Don't just like quit and fall out. You need to breathe and relax. You shouldn't feel cramping during any of this.
At this stage, we're going to release the grip on the right foot. We're going to extend the right leg, and I'm going to take my left foot and bring it over my right knee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rotate towards the bent knee. So I'm twisting, using my left hand to support, getting as far as I can. Think that sexy pose. Mm-hmm.
Crossing the right leg or right arm over, and we're using that arm to get a little rotation, right, Tex?
Yep. Using that right arm as leverage, but not trying too hard. Mm-mm. This is time for a shoulder check-in to make sure we're not shrugging up mm-hmm. and displaying a stress sign, signal during our time for cool.
Yeah. Breathe, breathe. You should feel your breath a little stymied on these because you're closing off a couple lung, like some lung capacity.
Uh-huh. We did do a few. I think we had Dana Santis on 3 mm-hmm. times, but she talks about this and where you're able to bias one lung over the other mm-hmm. in certain positions. And she does that with her Major League Baseball players.
That's right. To the knee hug, Tex?
Now, yes. So I'm facing forwards at this position. I'm going to take that left knee. I'm going to really hug it in. If I'm able to, I'm going to kick my right heel to my left butt cheek. Mm-hmm. And I also want you to check in to see if there's an imbalance between your right and your left. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So you're kind of externally rotating that right leg and bending that right knee, trying to swing and sweep the heel to your left butt cheek. And if you can't do it, that's okay. But try every time you cool down, you need to try.
And you're giving that top left knee a big old hug.
Tall, pretty posture. Breathe.
And after you hit your 3, go ahead and place your right hand back behind you for support. Take the left hand on top of the left knee, and you're going to press the left knee as close to the ground as you can get. Mm-hmm. I will also be bringing my right ear to my right shoulder versus shrugging up here. So we're making the line from our left knee to the top of our head as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. So your left ankle is resting on your right thigh if your leg is straight, or the inside of your right thigh or knee if you were able to sweep your heel under. Mm-hmm. And that is where you're pivoting on. You're pressing down, feeling a stretch through that, again, through the hip flexor, through the adductor, maybe in some quads or in the trunk or in your neck. You're going to feel that whole lateral line.
Yep, and search.
Get some tension.
Search in this position. So some of you may be able to move your neck left and right and mm-hmm. find something going on within your trap or even your pec, upper pec. So we're going to return to our butterfly position, and we got a couple more angles to hit. Mm. So in our inner butterfly position at this position, And now I'm going to, let's see, we started right thumb down.
That's right. Keep breathing in this butterfly position as we're intentionally holding. I want you to think about gently grabbing your feet and pulling those feet up and feel the outside of your ankles get a little bit of a stretch as you're sitting up nice and tall. Feel a stretch through your groin. Breathe 3, 4 long drawn out breaths. Feel those ankles stretch out a little bit.
And we're back to neutral and our mind space. So we're going to extend now the left leg out in front. Mm-hmm. And I want you to bend at the knee. You're going to sweep that leg back behind you. I'm going into plantar flexion.
So right leg is behind us. Oh, sorry, Tex, yes.
Yeah, we're in plantar flexion like we're swimming in a pool. Mm-hmm. All right, and now I need to extend my left arm out in front.
This is going
to
be a hard one.
I know, to describe.
Can we, so ladies and gentlemen, as we're about to transition, I just want to reiterate in case you're lost. So that left leg has come out of butterfly. It was in front of you. You then started to sweep the left leg outside to the left, opening up almost like a hurdler stretch
mm-hmm.
on the left leg only. The right leg is still in butterfly.
Correct.
That heel should be very, very close to your butt cheek. Hopefully. Your toe is pointed. The top of your feet are along the ground.
Yeah. Shoelaces touching the ground.
Mm-hmm. Now the left hand, you are now putting it out to your side.
Yep. So extending the left, internally rotate. So we need left thumbs down.
So it's out to the side like you're flying. You have a left wing and you're going to go thumb down, pouring out the Michelob Ultra.
And I need you to take the top of your hand.
Like you're about to be under arrest, put it behind your back.
And just bring that left hand and touch your butt cheek with the top of your left hand.
That's right. The knuckles of your left hand should be touching the top of your left butt cheek.
There's a little crevice and a space between your heel and your butt cheek.
Right, right by your Achilles tendon.
I want you to reach past your Achilles.
Under and around your ankle.
Under and around your ankle, and then grab the front of your ankle. Your thumb should be pointing towards your toes.
That's right. Should be, your thumb may be near the bottom of your foot. Your four fingers will be over the front of your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
Now, I know what you're going to do to cheat this because I work with plenty of 13-year-olds. What I need is a big, strong chest. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to hunch over and curl over. I need you to really think about pulling those shoulders back and giving a big, proud chest. As you're maintaining a grip on that left hand, left ankle, twist towards your right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find a catch,
mm-hmm.
twisting towards your right.
And reaching that hand a little bit behind you, right, Tex?
Yep.
Proud chest. Breathe.
Your right foot at this point is feeling lost. Let's give it a little love. Take your right foot and making sure it's still connected to the ground, but touching your left leg.
That's right. Bottom of your right foot on top of your thigh.
Well, you don't want to stay on top.
Okay.
So I want to keep my foot on the ground and connected to my knee. Because yes. I've said that and people have misinterpreted as...
And crossover.
As crossed it over.
Yeah. Okay.
So we want the right foot on the ground pressing against the inside of my left leg. Once I twist and find my catch, take a deep breath.
It's going to get good, people.
And palms, right palm flat on the ground, and I want you to bend at the right elbow.
Gently.
Gently.
Lowering.
Lower your way down towards the right elbow touching the ground.
Keep that kung fu grip on the left ankle with the left hand.
You should be rolling your hips over.
That's right.
But what keeps your left leg and knee connected to the ground is your right foot's support.
That's right.
So this is our Z stretch, like the letter Z. And we're going to hold this.
Mm-hmm. Keep rolling that left hip over. Roll the left hip over.
Breathing. If you're a coach at this stage, look for any pain face. Mm-hmm. Shoulder check in.
Breathe into it. Think about flexing your left butt cheek as well.
Ooh, yeah. All right, right ear to our right shoulder. Not right shoulder to your right ear. All right. Now, here's the challenge. You're going to pillar press.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to press your way back up into a normal position. So a Z stretch, but now I'm releasing my left hand off of the left ankle. I sit up at this stage. I'm going to switch my support. So I'm sitting up. I'm going to extend my right leg. I'm going to aim to keep my left leg back where it is. So my shoelaces are still on the ground. My front right leg is extended.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have now my right hand down as my support. My left hand, which was grabbing my ankle, is released. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to twist towards my right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to reach under and past my right foot. So left hand is reaching under, trying to go to the outside of my right foot. My mm-hmm. right foot is in dorsiflexion.
Mm-hmm. And right knee is locked.
Right knee
is
locked.
And now your belly button, as you're reaching, you can let your torso twist. And you can let your belly button and torso lean over to the right.
Yeah, so you're reaching through that shoulder. This is not going to be easy. So this is our variation of the hurdler stretch. And a variation, you're going to try to rotate and roll to the outside of that lead, that right leg. So I'm at the same time reaching, twisting, and rolling. So rolling to the outside of that right leg.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to feel good. Where your athletes are cheat, you're going to really aim to plantar flex and point those right toes, dorsiflex over any bend in the knee, dorsiflex over any rotation, and find a position in which they need to breathe and get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right, all right. From this position, what you're going to do, you're going to re-bend the right leg. Now our left leg, which is in that Z position, you're actually going to kick and extend it, but our right leg is returned to butterfly. So as I kick and extend the left leg, I'm actually going into now a pigeon pose, mm-hmm. classical yoga, over the butterflied right leg.
That's right. You're going to be kicking and extending back behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Your torso will start to lean forward to accommodate that position.
Yes, and the aim is going to be a neutral hip shelf position. So if I have to, I have to internally rotate on the extended left leg behind me, trying to turn that knee in so my hips are flat like I'm doing push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breathing. I'm still in dorsiflexion in my lead right leg. And here's the challenge. I'm going to aim to walk my hands out in front of me and breathing as much as I can into that right leg. This will not be comfortable. Hold this for as long as you can maintain good. Athletes are going to want to get the hell out mm-hmm. of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted a walkout pigeon pose. Then you're going to walk your hands back to your neutral position. If you want to show off a little bit, you can hinge and roll the torso up. And think of a really elongated left toe on the ground and this really long moon-shaped opening up your hip through your torso and leaning back in your spine. But if your athlete's or your left knee is externally rotating and driving out, this stretch will be lost on mm-hmm. you. So if you're able to maintain a neutral left knee, back leg, then go up and raise up. And really elongate everything going on in that anterior, that front side. Once we finish our pigeon pose on said leg, you're going to work your way back to our butterfly position. And we're going to go through these three stretches on the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
Should we roll?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, since we kicked our left behind us, now we're going to lead with our right leg. So extend that right leg out in front, and I want you to sweep the right leg behind you. Now we're in plantar flexion. I'm resting comfortably on my shoelaces of my right foot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure my left leg is connected to my right.
So that right heel should be on that right butt cheek, folks. And that right foot flat on the ground.
Yep. And my left foot is flush with my right quad. Both feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. All right. Once my legs are in a good Z position, what I'm going to do is extend my right leg, my right arm out in front of me, internally rotate so my right thumb is down. Then I'm going to bring that arm back behind me, big proud chest. And I'm going to take my knuckles and touch the backside of my right butt cheek. Once I make contact with the cheeks, I'm going to continue. I like to tell the athlete to put my hand in my back pocket. I'm reaching underneath, trying to grab the front of the right foot.
If you peek back there, folks, there's a little cave between the arch that your heel makes as you plantar flex to where your Achilles goes loose. You're going to reach through that little window.
Mm-hmm. And your thumb should be facing your heel. All right, once you've got a good grip here, big proud chest, you're going to twist and rotate towards your left. We're finding our catch as far as you're able to rotate. Big proud chest, you're going to want to hunch and curl over, but we need a long line from the knee all the way through the top of the head. When you find your catch, take a deep breath, and I want you to lower, under control, your left elbow towards the ground. You're going to have to splay your left palm, pressing your left hand into the ground. Make sure there's no fist here.
And breathe.
And bringing your left ear to your left shoulder.
Think of rolling that hip over. You're going to feel stretched through your abs, your chest, your neck. You're going to feel it through your quad. You're going to feel it in your ankle. You're going to get a whole lot of spice all along that right line, that anterior line.
Easing out of this position. Now we're up, and I'm going to release the grip of my right hand off the right ankle. My left hand will now be my support hand. What I'm going to do is extend the left leg, and I'm going to dorsiflex, so pull my shoelaces back towards my knee. All right, once that foot is in a good position, what I'm going to do, find support on my left hand, then take the right, and I'm going to aim to twist and reach, sending my shoulder through. I'm protracting, trying to send my shoulder blade as far away from my spine as I can. Still dorsiflexing, still locking that quad, and trying to roll my hips over one another to the outside of my left leg and reaching my right hand past my left foot as far as I can get, keeping my right knee, my locked. Back bent right knee on the ground.
Left knee locked, left leg, left ankle dorsiflex, right leg is just chilling in the Z position.
Breathe, breathe, breathe. All right, so our version of the hurdler stretch. Rolling to the outside, taking deep breath, and I'm going to return now to a Z position. So I kick my left heel in. Once my left heel is returned to that butterfly position, I'm going to extend the right knee backwards, and I'm rolling my hips over now into a pigeon pose position, aiming to keep dorsiflexion and a perpendicular front shin to the best of my flex ability. See what I did there?
You're going to feel all sorts of tension through the glute on that left leg.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to feel maybe a little bit of tension on that anterior side of the right leg, the quad and the hip flexor.
And as you go, you got to maintain internal rotation. So a neutral right hip position. And you're beginning to walk your hands out as far away from your pelvis as you can stand. Mm-hmm. So we're breathing and thinking a long line of the right hip. while you're going to feel the most pressure in that left butt cheek. This is an anterior focus stretch. We do want to open up that right side, the straight hip. Mm-hmm. Once you're there for 3 to 5 breaths, you're going to walk your hands back up. If you're able to maintain a neutral position on the extended right leg behind you, then raise up into a streamlined position, like I'm diving into a pool with both hands off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Reaching towards the ceiling.
And finding more breath and lengthening the line from my toes all the way up the front of my body and through my fingertips. If you're feeling saucy or courageous, you can add a twist, big hug the world. Imagine our hand, our chest stretch as wide as possible, and I can twist to the right or the left. Or if I'm in my streamlined position, I can bend lateral flexion and extension with the spine. So you have some options there, but that is something to aspire to. Mm. Then easing back to normal, returning to our butterfly position. Sitting as tall as possible, bring your hands to a prayer position, and your thumbs to heart center, and bow towards your headphones.
Sensei.
Namaste.
You're cool. Cool as ice, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Tex, here's the thing. These guys are cool as cucumbers.
Right.
But what do they do for the cool down tomorrow?
Same. So what we
what
did,
about the day after that?
They can do the same, aim to improve.
What?
Essentially, what we did there is divide the body in front to back, so anterior and posterior.
Mm-hmm.
We covered a lot of ground, but then the trick is these are flows in series for you to find where your tightness is, where your limitation is, where your tension is specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So use these to navigate, and ideally those carry into your warm up or your motion tomorrow during your training. So I like to use these for athletes check in. What's hot? Is it their calves? Is it their Achilles? Is it their hips? So I can communicate and use these, because that's going to dictate how much we adjust any volume, intensity, or plan that we have going forward. And you should do the same.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The key there is to maintain a level of calm, to start cooling down. Make sure your breath scheme is dialed in, that you're not gasping. You're not holding your breath. You're not like rushing or wincing at any of this. You shouldn't be fighting. You should be approaching and accepting some tension. And if it ever is too much, back it down. Back it down. And where are you going to feel the stretch? It depends.
Where you need it.
It depends. And the level of stretch, it should be moderate. Now, some of these positions are just long fascial lines that you're really like, you're really putting a lot of tension on. And it will feel a little uncomfortable, but that's kind of, those ones are the ones that we are.
Yeah. And
we need to breathe into.
Oh yeah, and let's not put those positions out of bounds for any, if we're working with field court sport athletes. Mm-hmm. There's a high likelihood that they can potentially, at high speeds and velocities, end up in these positions.
So they need exposure. The nervous system needs to be aware of it.
Yep, so it's a lot of searching in there, so it's not which stretches. It's a flow. It's a series. We like to cut the body in front to back, so then we can identify where our athletes need more.
And I think what we'll do, Tex, is what for our listeners who are in the car driving and stretching at the same time. Number one, I applaud you. Number two, we're gonna have this on YouTube, and what we'll do is we'll play back this audio, and we'll just stretch like real time to it. You know what I mean? And have like a little picture in picture. What do you think about that?
We can do that.
It's the internet, dude. Superimpose me.
What the fuck is the internet?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the stretches for cooldown. Thank you. Thank you, McQuilkin. Namaste.
Namaste. If you do this enough, you'll remember. Mm-hmm. It just takes reps, guys.
Yeah. No, realistically, if you do it every day for 2 weeks, you'll have it.
Yes.
No joke. No joke. And it doesn't have to change. That's the point. It doesn't have to change. The only thing that needs to change is the amount of mindfulness you put into this thing. Like, that should increase.
It's good.
The positions aren't unique. the concept of stretching. It's your ability to quickly adopt this calming mindset and breathing pattern that's going to jumpstart your recovery.
For sure.
And then after that, go smash some protein, slug some water, take your sups.
Take a nap.
And then take a nap. Call your mama. Tell her you're all cool.
Tell that bitch you're cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just kidding. But thank you again for listening to the premier podcast in strength and conditioning.
Ing.
Ing. Text. What if they have a question? What should they do?
Oh, text or call the hotline.
That's right. 929-464-4640. That's
929-464-464.
Zero.
Damn.
929.
I don't usually do that.
Zero. I know what you do now. You just got a promotion. And guess what? You're hired. Now you're fired.
Step ladies into my office.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful day. Until next time.
Now it's time for you to empower your performance. Head to powerathletehq.com/training to choose from a number of programs to meet your specific performance goals. And if you like to break a mental sweat too, visit academy.powerathletehq.com and become a real stakeholder in you or your athlete's success. Until next time, bye!